whether we realize it or not, everyone moves in the direction of their most dominant thoughts. Let me say that again, because it's so important for us to know. Whether we realize it or not, everyone moves in the direction of their most dominant thoughts. This is vital information to know and realize if we want to see increase in our finances and get out of debt and lack and even poverty and living paycheck to paycheck. The Bible even tells us this in Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." As a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Everyone moves in the direction of their most dominant thoughts. Everyone. There is no exception. When a person is driving for a long distance, driving for hours, they don't make the habit of looking at the very edge of the road or the very center of the road, but they look right down the middle of the road, because what you focus on is the direction where you go. The same thing is true when a pilot flies an airplane. If while a pilot is flying and they look out the side window and look at things, then the pilot unconsciously turns the airplane in that direction. Amazingly, what we focus on, we go towards. And this is a lot of what the scripture in Proverbs 23:7 is saying. It's saying what we believe is where we are going to end up. Whatever we believe, we eventually become. A person cannot possibly think lack and have abundance. You can't believe wealth and stay poor. You can't think sick and stay healthy. It's impossible to think and focus on one way and have different results that we might even want, need, or desire. If you aren't seeing something happen in your life as a believer in Christ and His Word, it is because somewhere, deep down inside, you just don't believe. There are no exceptions to this. So let's stop blaming and start believing. The Bible clearly tells us that if God be for us, who in this world can be against us? The children of Israel stayed in the wilderness and wouldn't and couldn't go into their promised land because of their unbelief. Unbelief does not mean believing nothing, but it means believing something God did not say. You can't cast unbelief out, but you can remove it by the renewing of your mind through the promises in the Bible, allowing the Spirit of God to speak to you, and reading such material as I have on this website. This is how I have progressed myself out of unbelief in certain areas of my thinking and got the results the Word of God promised and produced for me. What successful people learn to do is control their thoughts, because this law is saying that what a person thinks is where they are going to end up. They end up in their most predominant thoughts. Think about it. Thoughts trigger ideas, and then ideas trigger pictures in a person's mind, some kind of a picture image. After the mental pictures are formed, then the emotions get involved. I'm not going to do that. Then the attitudes begin to get changed in line with those thoughts, and then beliefs set in. Now a person's behavior is affected, and a person ends up with that result, that consequence, whatever that is. There are people who thought the wrong thing and ended up in jail because it affected their behavior. And I am saying to you now, if their thoughts resulted in them ending up in jail, you and I can end up being millionaires with our thoughts renewed to God's Word. I'm just telling you, there is something powerful about our predominant thoughts. We need to come back in line with this law of our predominant thoughts lead us to what we become. We possess or don't possess, and where we end up in finances, marriage, business, government, etc., and understand how this thing works. Philippians 4:8 tells us how to manage our thoughts. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You manage your thoughts, because if you think wrong thoughts, you will go the wrong way, the wrong place. But if you have right and rich thoughts, then you will go to the right place and be there when the prosperity shows up. And so you got to make sure that you are thinking right. You can also check your most predominant thoughts by what you are saying, because in this world, we pretty much speak what we think. Beware, there's an enemy out there trying to come in and help you manage your mind to go toward wrong actions that lead you to failure and even destructive things in your life. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. The word strongholds are any thoughts or system of thinking that is out of line with the Word of God, and it's formed in your mind, and the next thing you know, there is a stronghold because you thought so much on it, and now you are going to have to work yourself out of that. So we have to manage our minds daily. Again, daily remember that the enemy knows that your mind has a lot to do with where you end up, so he tries to come in and manage it for you. If you just look at the NFL players, National Football League, within 5 years, 75% of them go broke or bankrupt. What is happening with these individuals? They are going in the direction of their thoughts. They look good on the outside, but their thoughts are leading them in the wrong direction. Same way with lots of people who win the lottery. After so many years, they run out of money. What happened? Their souls were not ready to handle that kind of wealth, and they lose it just as quickly as they gained it. Our prosperity and everything else in our lives sticks right with the size of our soul, which is our mind, will, emotions, intellect, and imagination. Who and what you attract to you is determined by who you think you are. We see this clearly over in Luke chapter 16. This is a story of a man who apparently was a man who had a relationship with God, but he had some wrong thinking and thus wrong desires, which resulted in a negative outcome in his life. Luke 16, verses 19 and 20. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, who was laid at his gate, full of sores. In this parable, Jesus taught there was this rich man, and the man of God was laying out the gate of the rich man. Now, according to the covenant we have with the Lord, Lazarus is on the wrong side of the gate. Lazarus was outside the gate of the wealth and was desiring that just his basic need for food be met. Verse 21. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. God gives us the desire of our heart. This man Lazarus desired the crumbs from the rich man's table, and that's exactly what he got. This story alone shows us we need to think and desire big, because we get what we think and desire. The last part of verse 21. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Now, who let the dogs out? Now, I'm telling you, this is key right here. It's amazing, but you don't draw what you want. You draw what you are, and many people have been wounded even as a little child, and they still tend to recall it. Unfortunately, that happened. But if you don't get it healed, you will attract dogs. You will attract people that really don't do you any good, because you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So we get healed by getting some new pictures inside, by renewing our minds to the Word of God and what it says about us, and our soul will then be restored no matter what happened in our past. We will go where we focus, and so we can't focus on the bad parts of our lives. So many people in the world, all they do is focus on the negative. You just ask them how they are, and they give you an organ recital of how their heart hurts, their liver hurts, and they are having trouble with the kidney, and on and on. And every time it is the same, because they focus and speak the negative all the time. We can change all that with our focus on one thing, as the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We are to look at one thing. Look at the Word of God. Look at what the Word of God says about you. So no matter how things may be going in your life, how things look, if you can change your focus, you can change your life. We see this all through the Bible. The truth is, the difference between somebody who makes $25,000 a year and somebody who makes $225,000 a year is right up here in their mind. It's in their mind. For example, Donald Trump. He thinks big, and he is rich. It is possible for you as well, if you think that way. Let the Word of God reprogram your mind, your thoughts for wealth. Here in Isaiah 55:8-9, God speaks to us about this area of thoughts and our ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Notice, you are not going God's way until you get God's thoughts. Unless you think like God, you are not going to go where He wants you to go. If you read this Bible the way I read it, you are reading some big stuff in there. God talks about some big stuff. Here's Peter. Jesus said, "Launch out into the deep." He pulls in a boat sinking, net-breaking load of fish, and he called his partners, and they pulled in the same thing. And then notice what happened. Peter threw himself at Jesus' knees, saying, "Away from me! I am a sinful man." He didn't see how that big catch came in through his obedience. I'm telling you, if you just read and meditate the Word and get your thinking reset and obey, God can do some big things in your life. In John 6, Jesus' disciples told Jesus to send a multitude away so they could get food to eat, because they have been there for hours. And Jesus replied, "No, don't send them away. You feed them." John 6:7. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them take a little." Notice the disciples were focusing on what they didn't have. But all of a sudden, a disciple named Andrew spoke up and said, John 6:9, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes." All of a sudden, he was looking at what they did have. He took 2 fish and 5 loaves and fed a great multitude of people. I'm telling you right now, You got something to focus on. Stop focusing in on what you don't have and start focusing in on what you do have, and God will multiply it, and you can become even a millionaire. In order for you and me to get to the big stuff, we are going to have to think big, the way God thinks. He doesn't mind us thinking big. He just doesn't want us to think we can do it without Him. So always keep in mind that where you end up is the result of your most predominant thoughts. So be vigilant to watch your thoughts.